We have to continue with our meeting and let me welcome all members to this meeting, which I think will be the last meeting. We are adopting our report. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reports to adopt this morning. So the first report to adopt is our unannounced oversight visit to Philippi College, Western Cape, which I think we did not adopt yesterday. So that is where we are. Honorable Mutchum.
Thanks. I'm going to, because the meeting go beyond half past one, I'm going to request that I be recused. I have an appointment with the staff before. Should the meeting go beyond half past one?
No.
I'll have a request to be recused.
I think we will be.
No.
We have finished them by then, but we agree. Take that. Okay. We received apologies from Honorable Van Vick. He's attending another meeting. Honorable Mr. Labana. Yes. She's not here today. We are on page 1 of the Philippi Western Cape Visit Training College. And the first page is the index page. And I think we have to acknowledge the fact that these pages are not numbered. So if maybe we can just number them so that they can be numbered. Our first page being the index page. Okay, page 1, index page. Is there anything which members want to talk today? If there's nothing, we're going to page 2. Honorable Mature.
I'm not sure because I believe that item number 2 delegated, if it was this oversight visit was on the 19th of May, I believe I was part of that delegation. I'm not sure whether it's a mistake or what, but I think I was part of that delegation to Philip.
Okay, so we have got to add that name. Anything else? Okay, moving on to page 2. I mean page 3. College grounds. Paragraph number 2, members were told that broken paving and other infrastructure maintenance problems were reported to the Department of Public Works. Members were told that broken paving and other infrastructure maintenance problems were reported to the Department of Public Works for the maintenance requirements. Okay, that is correct. And then the barracks. Oh, okay, I think that too is okay. Okay, I just also want to be sure, paragraph number 3, and under barracks, a makeshift contraption, is that correct? Contraption?
Honorable
Pop.
That contraption?
I don't know. Contraption. Okay.
My apologies, I thought maybe we'll deal with it. I was on another, on something else.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think this is, according to what I understand, should be construction, because makeshift is what you do. You construct, like when you do a shack and all those things. It's a temporary structure. So I think it could be construction.
The last sentence of point number 5.2, the last paragraph, the broken flooring and holes. I'm not sure whether that is that not in plural, which is supposed to be where instead of was. I'm not sure. Because it's a flooring and holes. Broken. The last sentence of point number of that paragraph, 5.2.
Okay.
Broken flooring and holes. I'm not sure that is that correct if it was. I thought it's plural, so it's supposed to be where.
Page 5.
I'm not sure, like I'm lagging behind, still on page 4.
Page 4.
The last, that I believe it is a heading, 5.6. The administration and filing building. Is it filing building or storerooms?
Room or something like that.
Or storage
room. There is a building wherein they store files that are currently used and the older files. But in that building, there are other offices that are used for other things. So
yes,
maybe to say
filing
building would.
The building is a old building.
Unless
the old building is used for filing.
Filing room, because it's not
one room. Or storeroom. The storeroom is only for filing, it's not only for keep other things. Probably so say filing room.
Yeah. Okay.
And then 5.6 must go.
Yeah.
And we have already said in another book, page 5.
Okay. Page 5. One other thing is in, okay. Yeah, one other thing that is not reported on here is the attendance register, which according to ourselves, as we checked it, it revealed that only number of days on which trainees, when trainees are on block or outside school, there will not be any teaching or learning. And I think it is important to report on that one. It reveals the number of days on which trainees teach in classes without any form of teaching or learning. That is what the attendance register reveals to us. And I think it's important that we add that, because that was when we were in the administration and in the filing, administration and filing building. I think that should be administration building and filing stuff as a subheading. Yeah. Administration building and filing stuff. Then it makes more sense. And then anything else, say? I would request that we add that issue regarding attendance register. Page 6, recommendation.
The first paragraph, I'm not sure if this has been corrected. Many areas in the college were dirty and unkempt, not unkempt. The unkempt stuff, okay, unkempt stuff.
Can I also learn maybe how to write grammar? When you make a comma and make end, does it go hand in hand? Because in most cases where I was reading, there's a comma, then there's an end.
Many errors in the college were dirty and unkept, comma. And they were the grammar skills that mothers does not train their kids any pride in or respect for college or for the exhibit should be in their class because it's end.
The recommendation, subservices appoint old, to appoint senior members from the village to assume the celebrity. Is it correct for us to tell staff to appoint? Why don't we just say staff must attend to the problems of the and they can be. Because what do you mean when you say senior members? Remember senior members, you mean general. Because senior members are very rich, and the generals are there. And less than the generals are there. And that, but why are we not saying staff head of must address the problems that were observed or seen actually can lead to that?
Because when we were there, we said that the college needs to be supported, the management there needs to be supported because the recommendation we put it in this correct management concept. In my mind, as a matter of fact, it was just that way we could not say you don't have the principal here, but then we said he must be supported, somebody must support him in order for all these problems to be corrected. And we were being informed by the fact that that was the second visit by the portfolio committee, not this one, of course. The secure state of the college portfolio committee visited this college and it found the same challenges and were going there and had not been corrected, and it was still the same principal or the writer, if I were to call it that way. And we believe that if she's still there without any intervention from head office, things are still the same. I believe that it is here. So it was actually to say we were trying to be more direct now, because I think the previous portfolio committee had made the same recommendations and they were not implemented. So I don't know. The subset of this appoint senior members from division. We recommend that the subset of supporting senior members from division training assist the training college management attend to all matters highlighted. The support is a recommendation, not an instruction.
Sure.
And you say to Honorable Frank?
Yeah. We can instruct subs to appoint when they are vacant, funded posts. So I think it is on the basis of that we can also instruct can't leave both the position unfit. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, effectively was a principal, but in our view, as the team is there, she wasn't managing, but there was a person, there was a principal. But I think that, I think it would probably be up to the National Commission or the head office to decide who they send in there, whether it's a team of generals or whether a team of colonels or whether a team of captains. I think they would probably be in a team. I don't have a problem with what's there. Whether there's, I think it's just an issue of words, but whether we want to say senior members or appoint a team to assist, etc. That's what the Honourable George is talking about.
Yes, no, that's what I'm saying.
But the point that I want to raise, Jay, so I don't have a problem with what's the wording, but I think the problem that I've got, or that my worry is, this thing is so old. Now, the National Commissioner actually did refer to this the Filippi College in one of our meetings after we'd been there. He actually did say that they'd been there. So, whether they've done anything since we've been there and when anything's changed, none of us really know unless we had to go and have a look. So, I think my difficulty is that this report may be too late because things may have already been done, but so be it. That's history and it's no worries. So, the wording for me is not a problem. But may I raise something else? We're saying here in bullet point two, perhaps the report must be submitted to Parliament 30 days after the consideration of this report. Now, this report is only going to get published next year. Probably in February sometime, hopefully. I don't think it will get published before in the ATC, I'm not too sure. I think we need guidance, but I'd like to get an understanding as to when does it get published in the ATC, and when does it become an official record of Parliament, because is it only once it's adopted in the House? And that's the other thing we have to look at. Is this report just going to be noted, or is it going to be adopted? Because I think for me what is important here is we actually want some adherence to our recommendation. I don't think we have the right to instruct steps, but certainly we would want to get a report. I just want to get an understanding of that, Chair, because I think this is quite an important issue.
On that one, let me be on the first recommendation. They recommend that the subset office appoint senior members to assist the Filippi Training College. Whether they appoint them from training division or any, I still believe that this recommendation is as important as it was. Particularly because, Honourable Craig, in our meeting, the head of training division said he visited a Filippi and whether it was after our visit or before our visit, but he said he found everything being in order. And I have a serious problem with that. So I believe that this is still okay and even the second one, I think we still need a report and we need to get them the logistics to when to expect that report, because we surely must get a report so that if we go back to Filippi, we are able to say this is what the report is saying, but this is that. I don't believe, not for a minute, that principal of that training college can ever effect any change at all. But we can't, unfortunately, instruct the department. You can only recommend.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. You actually touched what I was initially going to say, but I'll add. Because when the commissioner was actually giving the report on our last meeting, it must be in September, if I remember quite well, in the Good Hope building there, he also referred to that they also visited Filippi and they also appointed somebody senior person to be in charge of the training. But what actually I just wanted to find out is with regard to the report, because if you are only saying that in a meeting but we don't have a report, then that's where the problem is, because when we go back there, we don't have a report, then we are not going to be able to see what actually actions they've taken regarding that. So I think maybe we need to get that report so that when we go visit there next time, then we are sure that it is written in black and white that they've actually provided us with the report as it is recommended that they were supposed to give it in 30 days. And I think that way it will actually help us. And we can also check as to whether if our recommendation are taken into consideration. But we cannot maybe instruct them to do, we can only recommend. But if they're not doing it, then we can ask them, hold them accountable next time when they come into report for us. Thank you.
So what we're actually saying is that we take these recommendations with these few amendments, and that we would wish that the report is not just noted, but maybe it be adopted. But you know, it's not that we want to debate this report, yes, but it be adopted so that these recommendations are more serious than just the report that is noted. So we'll check those notices. Thank you very much. Can we therefore adopt this report?
I shall propose.
Senator was corrected it on the last page, the first paragraph, and corrected at the top there. That what AWS was. It says here a major concern that this on the first
last page.
This act is a training course. It should be the major concern that was that this was a training course.
If it
was correct.
Yeah. Thank you. And Honorable Judge has moved for the adoption. And
Before the adoption, yes. I also just wanted to add my name because I was there. At a time when they were taking one thing to be in the report. Yeah.
And Honorable Judge has moved for adoption. Honorable Angel, seconding. Thank you very much. The report is adopted. Moving to the second report, which is the Civilian Secretary for Police report, 26 October 2010. Maybe what is missing here is, I'm not sure, but the report that we've just adopted, it says the number of people that attended, I'm not sure whether it should be the case here or we leave it like that. It's not critical, not minutes. Okay. And then page one. On page one of that report, Strategic Objectives 2009, that paragraph, the committee notes that the Civilian Secretariat did receive the go-ahead by the Portfolio Committee on Police to amend its focus areas and some of its targets for 2010-2009-10 in light of restructuring of the Secretariat during that financial year. I think that is definitely not a strategic objective, and I would definitely keep it there. And this member think we should keep it, but I don't think it falls under the strategic objective of the Secretariat.
I would agree, Chairperson, but also I would have a problem with just saying that the go-ahead, because I don't think it's the committee that that would have done that. So I'm saying we do replace it. I'm not so sure that that is correct.
Page 1. Page 2. I'm okay, Honorable.
Chairperson, on the program administration, I see you wrote 2 as a number, but not in. What do you call it? Wait. The first sentence. The program has 2 sub programs. Yeah. The number can maybe be in the budget.
Yeah.
But also, Chairperson, I'm not also too sure that the numbering can be made them to come under so that if a person reads, must know that 1, 2, 3, unlike the way they are, you know, they are appearing here. Won't it be maybe like a little bit of a whole scale? So number 1, after program, can't we write it under administration program at 2 sub-programs? 1 under, and then 2 under number 1.
Page 2.
Change the first line of paragraph 2 on program. In January, this must be more or less. In of that, this is the rest of the point. We had the unit in January 12.
Yes, it's a grammar issue. The second paragraph on page 3, the aim of partnership unit should be the aim of the partnership unit.
Can it take from the bottom, Madam Chair? The dot is the only present is the rental separator for the lady. That's number 3 from the bottom. Left, the union of a rest, comma, the secretary was underspent by 1.9. What does that mean? Will it also to be related or linked? You got less 3 million for Socorro, comma, the secretary was underspent by 1.9. It don't seem to be big. What are the things? What is this trying to say? You don't have it in your book.
Okay, really?
Page 3. On their presentation, you see, so that they had it. From the bottom in this dot 3, 1, 2, 3. Less 3 million for soccer rest, comma, then the secretary was underspent by 1.9.
I'm not sure, but I think it is something like for soccer rest, the secretary is underspent by 1.9 million.
Yeah, I think Honorable John is talking of this last 3 million.
What is this?
And according to my understanding, when the report was given to us, they said that they put aside 3 million rand to be spent on soccer legs. So, but here it shows that maybe it was not spent. So so, but they just written a less 3 million. So, but I think it might be because they need 3 million to be used.
So what you're saying is that of the 3 million that was allocated for SoccerX, the secretariat underspent by 1.9 million. Honourable Craig.
See, I remember in the presentation that the secretary indicated that when she came into office, already there was an amount budgeted for the SoccerX, and they took a decision to cancel that because they didn't go to the SoccerX because it's not part of their mandate, and there was no reason for them to be there. So they didn't spend that 3 million. I remember very clearly.
Yeah.
That 3 million was not spent. But the context in which it's put here doesn't quite make sense. But I think one of the issues that they highlighted was that they did not spend that money because it was not part of their core function to be a SoccerX. But it doesn't make sense the way it is here, because then it sounds like that they did spend some of it on SoccerX, if you read this properly here. But they didn't spend any of that money at SoccerX.
Well, so I think it's because it was not their money. So if then they must be bullied at first, and then you think of the bullet that gives you this are the amount they underspend. They underspend by 1.978. So that's the thing. It has nothing to do with SoccerX.
Can we go to page 5 of the report? Under financial performance, paragraph number 2, page 5 of the report, financial performance, the under expenditure of 4.978 million is attributed to the fact that the approval for the use of 3 million that had been allocated to the SoccerX exhibition was withdrawn following the appointment of the acting secretary for police in September 2009.
Yeah.
So we have this 3 million, and if you subtract that, you remain with this 1.9 million, which I think, I don't know what exactly is this.
But the way they put it here,
they are combining two issues.
They're combining two issues. What they should have said, like they put there that if they want to put this, the 3 million for SoccerX was either was withdrawn and therefore not used. That's the suffering bullet,
bullet
point. Then they come with this one. That
which is understanding.
Understanding. Because effectively their understanding is not 4 million. It's 1.9.
Yes. So I think we understand that. So the secretariat, that is the new bullet, you think the secretariat understands by 1.97. million, which is 9%, and then we can then have one independent bullet to say 3 million for SoccerX was withdrawn by the secretary.
Yes.
That will be fine. Yes.
I may then, and the bullet point below that, the current bullet point below that, talks about the underspending. For the 2008 and 2009 year. Oh, okay. So that, okay, no, I'm covered because it is, and this in brackets here. I imagine that 4 million rand must have been for the previous year SoccerX, which they did go to.
Can I take the members back to page 2 for me to understand this? 1, 2, 3, the third paragraph of the program monitoring and evaluation. Here it says the program participated in a number of consultative stakeholders workshops with several. I just want to understand this third portion of the sentence. The program participated in a number of consultative stakeholders workshops with civil society, the IPD.
The program, what the program participated.
Yeah, I think it was there, they had in the program,
yeah,
which is monitoring and evaluation. So now, when you see the term the program, it refers to that program.
Also.
Yes.
I think the question is whether the program can participate
on
a number of consultative stakeholders of the program.
But why are women not so much?
That program is very, very nice.
Huh? I think the secretariat participated. It will be under the program, but it will be the secretariat. Any other hand?
Thank you, President. I'm sorry for taking the my hand up for too long. I don't know. I'm sorry for taking you back. I'm on page 4 because I tried to make sense of this. I thought maybe I'd let it go, but I tried to make sense out of it.
Yeah, page 4. If you are ahead.
Yeah.
On page 3 still. And the second paragraph of page 3 under communication, the second line says that the performance reported next to community liaison in the table below has been achieved, blah, blah, blah. But there is no table here. And I'm not too sure whether we're saying whether this means that what comes next on the highlights is the table. But you see what it's saying, that there's a table and there is no table. So it doesn't quite tie up unless this is the table below. Because I'm saying if there is no table, then I think we should rather remove that.
Yeah. I think we can actually delete the sentence so that it says a conversion time. Unit chief director was appointed to head this unit. The performance reported next to community liaison has been achieved through the partnership unit. Should we take the whole sentence?
Or don't we remove the section and talk about the table?
The performance reported next to community liaison has been achieved through the partnership unit. Which was erroneously stated as having been established in 2009. And if it was an error, when then was it established?
Come to table below, it confuses one. So I would agree, establish November 2009. That also refers to the table, that is not there. So it's going to confuse most of us. Maybe we must take out that whole sentence and start it a new chief director was appointed to head the unit. Thanks, sir.
Yes, I think I agree. The aim of the partnership unit is to mobilize role players, stakeholders, and partners outside the department in combating crime. A new chief director was appointed to head this unit.
I think
that
will be. I agree with that.
Page 4, Honorable Pope.
Thanks for what happened. Bullet point number 2. not sure whether that is because it's a number of meetings. I thought maybe supposed to be meetings, it's not meetings. And I'm trying to think if, because the sentence reads, were also held with rural communities. But so I'm asking myself that do communities border, form the borders of an area? Or is it the area or areas that form or forms the border? I thought it would, I'm not sure. A series of meetings were also held with rural communities of areas that border Lesotho to discuss dog-fest related issues.
Four workshops held with civil society groups in and on the organization of the Kikavit and civil support were held, I think. Four workshops were held with civil society groups, Union, CPF, on the organization of the planet and public approach. Anything else?
Page 4, under the firearm and the students at the bottom. So between January and March, significant energy was devoted. I would say that rather we should perhaps rather say significant focus. Just better wording.
Can we get a kind of thing in the supply chain management? The products are coming where identify. Page 5. Oh, is that really in the page 5? The first bullet point.
Can you please get your...
Oh, sorry. I didn't think it was working.
Oh, yes.
A lack of evidence that, comma, and then in some cases, supply management, the first bullet point. It's very difficult to understand what that sentence means. A lack of evidence that in some cases, then three quotations has been obtained for purchases of between 10,000 and 50,000.
Without all those comments. A lack of evidence that in some cases three quotations have been obtained for purchases of between 10,000 and 50,000.
Well, lack of evidence. Supply and chain management.
It means there is no enough adequate evidence.
Do what you call it, to purchase. We're talking about plain management to purchase. He said three quotations have been obtained for purchases of between 10,000 and 50,000 in some cases. But then it's also a lack of evidence. Okay?
Yeah. My understanding is it says that there isn't any proof that there were three quotations submitted for purchases between 10,000 and
50,000. Then it's not the collection of 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 the
collection of the collection of the
I agree that the sentence is not 100% clear.
Yeah.
I would say perhaps one could restructure to say that in many instances there is no certainty obtaining fee in the obtaining of fee quotations for purchases between 10,000 and 50,000. The fee is 10 years, some certain. And then you've got character in what we're saying.
Yeah, I think in terms of the procedure, Honorable Newman is right, but I think yeah, it also indicates that there were no proof that there were three quotations. That's why they're saying that there's lack of evidence. I think proper procedures were not followed, and also there was no three quotations to show that they actually wanted to change it. Because before you can buy anything, you must have the quotation as a proof that you've done your work.
But if the three quotations have been obtained, and then in some cases, three quotations.
There is no evidence. He said there is a lack of evidence. Then in some cases, three quotations. Chair, she has her hand up. Okay. I will follow. I think I will have to sign this minute.
Okay.
Ultimately, so if members are making inputs, I write
okay.
So that when they come to me, ultimately I can check as to whether indeed these inputs have been effected. So if you can understand that, I'm sorry if I ignore your hands. I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Okay, thanks, Master. No, it's this is just for my for information for I don't know clarity. Why is that acting secretary for in the same page that is paragraph, the last paragraph before that heading, the following financial management and control weaknesses were identified. Why is acting secretary for police in September last year? Why is it in quotation marks? Just go. Page 5. Why is it in quotation marks? And maybe bullet point number one, the following financial of that heading, that after weaknesses, why is there a semicolon just for four?
Yeah.
There
was no adequate evidence that procedures had been followed for purchases of between 10,000 and 5,000 rand, e.g., such as obtaining three quotations. And then, Honorable Eddie.
Thanks, the first sentence, the lack of sufficient personnel to address demand management. Is it right? Demand management.
Where?
The third one, supply chain management. A lack of sufficient personnel to address. Oh, now I understand.
Okay. page 6. Requesting for 2000 issues raised by the Portfolio Committee on Police, reporting 2019, paragraph 1, I think it's the last sentence, if you're following, that is, however, the committee did acknowledge that it had given the go-ahead to the Secretariat in June 2009 to amend its target in light of the proposed restructuring.
That's the same thing that the decision of the figure. Also, it will be interfering now with the another
The committee mentioned that it was challenging that the Secretariat report still formed part of the SAC annual report, and that the report did not provide details of the set target and the achievement of those targets for 2009-2010 financial year. The report was more forward-looking rather than systematically assessing the performance during 2009 and 10 year financial year. It was therefore difficult for the committee to properly assess the Secretariat's performance for 2009-2010. However, the committee did acknowledge that it had given the go-ahead. I think did acknowledge the fact that it had been informed in June 2009 that the Secretariat was amending its target.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Page 7, Private Security Regulatory Authority Policy Guidelines and Bills, paragraph number 2. The Secretariat stated that delay should be attributed primarily to Syria, had asked for postponement due to the World Cup. In addition, it was noted that there is currently a dispute with Syria as to who is responsible for drafting the amendment bill. The Secretariat felt that a complete overhaul of the act was desirable. I think in addition, it was noted that there is no clarity, not a dispute. In addition, it was noted that there is still no clarity between Syria and the Secretariat as to who is responsible for the drafting of the amendment bill.
Agreed, Chair.
Honorable,
I've got another point. I think that one's been dealt with, Chair.
Can we then finalize
that?
Actually, Chair, you corrected fraud to, because it was responsible for, and then you said it's for. So I think that one is fine. I wanted to correct this
one. Thanks for it's just a request, Chairperson. For instance, the use of acronyms. I know how I battle when I come across acronyms where people are very familiar with. The one page where they use CPF, and as you go on, it's only then you come across community policing forum or forums or fora. So I'm going to request that maybe we have them in brackets. Like the very page on which you are, page 7, it says the private security regulatory authority. And the first sentence, it says SIRA. It's that is somebody who's like me, who's not intelligent enough, won't know that this SIRA is the same, the acronym for that. It reminds me of a journey that I undertook through N1 to Mpumalanga, says Witbank, and on the as I was on the way, it says Emalahleni, and I thought, no, I'm now lost. So I had to drive back and look for Witbank again.
Okay. So I think what we will do here is we agreed yesterday that where we are to use an acronym for the first time, it must be a full word and then acronym in brackets. Then we can then use the acronym name. And I think we are going to use the principle. Honorable President?
Thank you. I agree with you that instead of dispute, we should replace it with clarity. Thank you. On the in addition, it was noted. Yes. Thanks.
Okay.
Anything else? Page 7. Thank you. Section page 7 of the measures to reduce stock theft. Last sentence talks about the additional measures that will be intensified. I'm just wondering whether it wouldn't be better if we just said that additional measures include or will include replacements of containers. But my only worry is this was a briefing by the Secretariat. And I'm not sure whether the Secretariat can say that this is what's actually going to happen. I would imagine that should come from SAPS. My only concern is that if this doesn't happen, then we've actually got something in here. I'm not sure. It's just a concern. But I would say if we leave it as is, we just need to say additional measures will include the replacement of containers manned by two or, and just a small over there, then if I could carry on page 6, page 8, and I'm sorry to jump forward for this, to finish off that paragraph. It then says here, more longer term measures include, but these are not long term measures, this is happening already. So I don't think that's quite correct. I think we could say there that further measures include the redeployment of the SANDF along the borderline. But longer term measures mean it's going to happen in the future.
I think we need to leave it because the secretary responded to the question on the doctor and they did give us this information. So yes. Yeah. Anything on page 7? Moving to page 8? I always have some serious concerns, if it is concerns, really concerns. I think we ask questions than just raising concerns.
Yeah.
We really do ask questions, not just raising concerns. Sometimes it could be a question that needs an explanation or a response, and I think maybe if we can just reduce this number of concerns and actually be asking questions. Remember, ask a question about this net or on this net.
In fact, I raised that question when the seven staff, I said, why on the seven staff members?
So members ask a question on the seven staff members who received performance bonuses during 2010. Can that be okay?
And another thing, should the answer must be there close to the question. But we did answer.
Yeah.
the answer is not there.
It's there. The Secretary stated that in terms of the staff policy, only 20% of staff may receive bonus. However, as the Secretary staff fall under the PSA legislation, they would not in future apply this policy to each staff member. Anything else? On page 8, page 9. Recommendation. The committee mentioned that the quality of the report would probably improve in future when the secretariat had evolved to a cost center. But as the secretary to place greater emphasis on quality outputs in future, I think that is not a recommendation. I would actually delete it because it's definitely not a recommendation. And then another recommendation, the secretary should publish its report so that it could display the transparency of its mandate as a civil oversight body. That's a recommendation.
I would just change the word civil to civilian.
Another one, clear deadlines were needed to guide delivery in some areas of the secretariat's work. Future meetings with the committee, the secretariat should include clear time frames, expected outcomes, and achieved outcomes for all its targets. That's Melania Nayude. And I think that is also a recommendation. The committee acknowledged the following, the fact that the civilian secretariat for police bill had been processed and adopted by the National Assembly. The bill will make the secretariat a designated entity. The passing of the bill will make the secretariat a real civilian organization, but the annual report must provide details of the said target. This is the report of the civilian secretariat for police, the annual report. Honorable Yusufa.
Chair. Yes, one honorable member said actually questioned the non-availability of the attendance register here. And I think that member was correct. Now, it's a bit difficult for me to move. The second issue, Chair, is that this report, the pages are numbered, and that is beautiful. But the previous report on Philippi is not numbered. I think we must have a common approach. Thank you.
Can I propose that the report is
But I think we noted, in fact they said they will adopted many and they have the attendance of members. So yes, we can, but we also get the many.
I think that's
say, because the other, I'm saying other reports have a tendency to follow my belt, a common approach. That's all I am saying. Thanks.
No, thank you, Jefferson. I think I think we are taking what Honorable Mekgatha is saying. The only difference we did that for Philippi, it was an oversight visit. But for this one, it was a committee meeting that out of the discussions that took place and the minutes taken with the attendance register, we therefore are combining a report. Because this was an annual report hearing, so surely we must take the report. But I think we agree with Honorable Mekgatha to say, on other reports you must have attendance register, such as visit. For instance, the case that any visit, it doesn't have, it doesn't have. Yeah, okay. My Honorable George has adopted, moved for adoption. Honorable Craig has seconded, and therefore the report is adopted. What is the time now? Okay. The third report to be adopted is a CETA report on the 29th of October. Okay, can we just take the 5 minutes break to smoke and drink and
thank you very much.
We don't have smoke up here.
I couldn't know what I came.
Follow up.
Page 1 of that report. Introduction, paragraph number 3. Some of the systems they protect is after recovery capability. Therefore, when the system crashed, the whole data is wiped out. I'm not sure whether we're saying when or we're saying if. Should it be
yeah, I think it should be if.
Heavily centralized between two people. That's what we'll say, I'm not sure. So I'm just trying to understand who two people are. Chair, I'm doing a correction, but if you look at the, I'm not trying to go ahead, but if you look at the next page, bottom paragraph 1, 2, 3, and part of page 4. A lot of figures here. I'm just wondering whether this is something that we really want to put in a report. Why I would raise that is because if it so happens that any of these figures are wrong, that, you know, it's going to just create a bit of a negative light on our report. I'm wondering whether there may be a reason why we should have a chair, but I'm just wondering, should we have one of these figures going into the report? Does it really serve any purpose to go into an actual report? I would have said that the key issues would be the actual discussion we had and the rest of the report. I'm not so sure about all the figures and number of printed, etc. This would worry me. Well, the concern is whether it's really relevant.
As a matter of fact, I couldn't even read the testing because I think they are too much. And when you think of trying to make sense out of them, you must definitely have the report. And I'm also of the view that we probably don't need these figures. If there is a way of summarizing this, which is here, in a narrative form, probably could have worked better.
And 2 3 1 7 7 7 8 4 no good.
I think maybe we can actually refer people to the report itself, to the annual report. On figures, just say for detailed information on the actual amount allocated, and the government can go to the report itself, but even to the mission, to the report, the annual report. Because I think it is too detailed. Of course, they are report that they were presenting it as full of graphs. Yeah. But maybe we can put that here in the report. I'm also thinking that we can actually remove this.
I'm not sure that I'll propose that to remove, but as long as maybe we're sure of the figure, because it is actually giving a detail of the report. For it to be there, I think it can also give the person who will be reading the report what is exactly the explanation of some of the things that are happening in the figure. So, but as long as we are sure of the figures, I don't see any problem. We can leave it. But if we are not sure of the figures, then that's where we might have a problem. But if we are sure, I don't see any problem. Thank you.
The reason why I believe that we cannot put this figure, exactly what Mr. Swartz is saying. We don't show because we were told this figure, that's it. We do not show. These are the figures that were given to us, and I would believe that probably it is better if people are referred either to the annual report or to the presentation. If you want the, because these are two GP, you see, two times bullet track units. At this price, how much credit was through Natal, a ring fence, CRC equipment, 700 times workstation. I think to me these are more figures which are very, very detailed. I don't believe that they should be in this report.
Sure. I think what we need to do, I want to align myself with the Honorable Swati. You see, you must just say this, I think that must be read with the annual report. Because these figures were reported on. And the report is figures, mostly. So if we take these figures out, then there is no report. So that is what I want to say. Thanks, Chair.
I agree with Greg to say, because we are not sure and we cannot verify, we're not sure of those figures, that we don't include them. Thank you.
I don't even believe that it is out of us not being sure, because the figures can be verified. But if you read this report yourself as a member of the portfolio committee and you read all this information, if we must include these figures, then there must be some narrative explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And that will actually make this report to be too thick. Because that to say technology management service 2009-2010 budget appropriation was there, this includes the following, and there is nothing to say then what happened with this speaker. It's not a system. Remember, this report is reporting on a financial year that we are from. And people must be able to say then what happened to this speaker. And we're not saying that. We're not saying whether this budget was utilized properly, they met their targets, they did not meet their targets. We're just putting speakers. We therefore are not better off than the ICD, the annual maintenance obligation, service continuation expenditure, out of what? 1.8, that is million or a billion, but out of what? Six services, expenditure, 8.66, out of what? Was this overspending or underspending? It doesn't give us that information. So it's figures that might actually be important, but they are not providing any information to anybody unless we have the annual report and the presentation with you. Then you can actually check as to whether these figures. It will be information that would assist the portfolio committee as it prepares to meet the department, in fact, the center. But I don't know. I believe that this is not assisting anybody who reads this report, including ourselves. Because even ourselves, we can't put as we read these figures, but what do they mean? In terms of achieving targets, not achieving targets, underspending, overspending, or spending as expected. They're not telling us anything, so it's just figures. So I would definitely offer a view that says let's mention the fact that there is a detailed report or information on these figures which people can get the annual report if they want to know exactly as to what happened. But to put them up, I don't know. And if we were, it actually means that we've got to put more explanation on this one. I'm not of this view. But maybe let's proceed and see.
Yeah.
If maybe us, maybe we'll end up saying, well, let's go back to.
I think after the group, Lehato will be.
Where do you get this study group?
And I'm late for taking us to, because from page 2, page 1 to page 3, and part of page 4 is this, because I'm therefore moving to page 4. There surely will be a need for a smaller than a paragraph that talks to these figures. That must be added there. That's a summary of this information that we're saying, okay? Provincial Joint Operation Control Room, then the Technology Management Service Division of staff. I think there's a need for a subject in there.
I agree with you, because I was trying to figure out where this ends up, and does this relate to and come under bullet point two, whether it's even a sub bullet point, because it's still sitting here, and you're not sure whether this actually relates to subsection two, or if it's a totally different section altogether. I think it probably does relate to subsection. But as you correctly say, that there would have to be a short introduction around this, stating what the entire budget is, and maybe highlighting some of the key areas of expenditure in a couple of sentences, you know, saying in particular so much is allocated to this, so much allocated to that. Just so there's a very short 2-3 sentences, I agree with you. And I guess this would then. Because they need some heading for this, because it can't just stand there. It needs to, some sort of heading needs to reflect what this relates to.
In fact, if you check, that subheading is in the latest edition, the South African Police Service highlighted the following. The Technology Management Service Division of the SAS is the service provider of various information technologies to national and provincial offices. Between 30% and 80% of these technologies were sourced from CETA. I just wanted to show, is it from CETA or to CETA?
That is sourcing technology, software, hardware, comes from CETA. That's who they source it to. Because CETA in turn issues the tenders, etc.
Okay.
Chair, just the last bullet point 3.1. I think it should be just bullet point 3, because it's a new 3 now. We've got 3, and maybe then 3.11 must just be 3.1. The stats, cash flow.
This moment you read, you're not in that business. That is a fast cash flow. Fast cash flow would mean the cash flow would be divided. And the data is for finance operating costs. But in other different, they are all services. And that's the end of that letter. So there's nothing that takes out the total cash flow. The cash flow, they know, nothing. You've got 3.1 plus cash flow, firstly, which is misleading, because you're not talking about plus cash flow. But also, even if you look at this thing, there's nothing about cash flow. Then you move to 2.12.
Okay. If you read the actual main heading, stats, account performance, I think we need to check whether that was actually in the presentation. Like that. But then this is basically talking about the manner in which staff manages these accounts with CETA. That's my understanding. And then if that is the case, you don't need this staff cash flow. You take that heading out. Then the rest, some of the rest doesn't quite make sense either. But it would then relate to how staff manages its accounts that it has with would say that, and I would agree with you on the floor, that test cash flow must come out. And you just go straight into the explanation.
That's now tax account form, that's the main year.
Yeah.
Should we not be, as I say, to you, sorry,
main. Should we not be saying tax account performance 2019-2010 with CETA? Otherwise, it talks generally, if we're saying generally tax accounts.
I'm not so sure whether there should be a mistake of type or what. I thought we are reporting on CETA. Therefore, I agree with the Honorable Ray, but maybe we must take out this report on CETA. Thanks.
There's also an issue of number and the sub-contribution to CETA's operating expenses. CETA negotiates an annual sustainability model with National Treasurer and the Department of Public Service and Administration. The model assumes that all customers contribute equally to the CETA holdings. Contribution was only calculated on SLA services, the agreement. There was no markup on infrastructure project and one of procurement. The staff actual office contribution was set.
What are you saying then? I'm not wanting to change it. I'm just saying that I'm not so sure I agree with that. There's no markup. From what I hear and from people that I've interacted with, I understand there are markups. But I'm just making it. I'm not trying to say we change or fit yet. But the comments that I'm making that questionable.
Sure.
Maybe it was
there. This is a sweeping statement. And I think if my honorable member has a concern, I also have that concern. Therefore, we must take out this statement. Thanks.
Which statement?
The markup. Very. Was no markup on infrastructure project 3.1.2, because this has been changed. I don't know what it is, but presently page 4, page 5, on top of the honorable thing.
You know, I think this report. We didn't need a very technical report.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not very sure whether we have read adequate time to read this report properly. But I also am of the view that if one was to read this report and make proper contributions, you definitely need to have the presentation with you. Otherwise, reading it like this and I'm not sure, but I don't believe that, unless members persuade me otherwise, I don't believe that we are in a position to adequately read and adopt this report for the message that we are seeing.